This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the recent free trade agreement between India and European Union will benefit Indian startups by improving access to funding and will also boost India's creative economy. Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps NCCE PM's rally at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi.
यूरोपियन यूनियन यानी दुनिया के 27 देशों के साथ भारत का ये एग्रीमेंट हुआ है। इसका फायदा भारत के स्टार्टअप्स को होगा, भारतीय स्टार्टअप्स की फंडिंग और इनोवेशन इकोसिस्टम तक पहुंच और आसान होगी। इस समझौते से हमारी क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी को फिल्म, गेमिंग, फैशन, डिजिटल कंटेंट, म्यूजिक और डिजाइन को भी बहुत फायदा होगा।
Rally marked the grand culmination of month-long NCC Republic Day Camp 2026, which witnessed the participation of 2,406 cadets from across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's aviation sector has undergone a historic transformation over the past decade, evolving into world's third largest domestic aviation market. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message at Wings India 2026 event, which got underway at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad yesterday. He recalled that air travel in the country was once limited to an exclusive club, but India is no longer limited to a privileged few and is becoming accessible to all. The Prime Minister said India is positioning itself as a land of aviation opportunities, spanning aircraft manufacturing, advanced air mobility and aircraft leasing. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi virtually addressed the centenary celebration of Arya Vaidyashala, charitable hospital in Kerala. Mr. Modi said around 12,000 Ayush health and wellness centres have been established across the country to provide holistic health care services. Describing the India-European Trade Pact as historic, Mr. Modi said it will boost Indian traditional medical services and practitioners. The budget session of Parliament began yesterday with the ceremonial address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu outlined the central government's sustained focus on strengthening country's public health care system. The President noted that over 11 crore people have received free medical treatment under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana since the launch of the scheme. Maharashtra is in deep mourning following the tragic demise of state's Deputy Chief Minister and NCP President Ajit Pawar in a plane crash near Baramati in Pune district yesterday. Last rites NCP Chief will be performed with full state honour around 11 a.m. today in Baramati. The Civil Aviation Ministry informed that a Learjet 45 VTSSK aircraft operated by VSR Ventures Private Limited with five people on board, including the Maharashtra Deputy CM, two more personnel and two crew members crashed, landed at Baramati Airport. No one on board survived the crash. Meanwhile, the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will investigate the plane crash at Baramati Airport. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, several ministers have expressed profound grief at the demise. In men's cricket, India suffered a 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 international of the five-match series at Visakhapatnam tonight. Put into bat, first visitors posted 215 runs for 7 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. In reply, India were bowled out for 165 in 18.4 overs, despite a quick knock of 65 runs in just 23 balls by Shivam Dubey. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog and cold wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana, Rajasthan, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh and Bihar till Saturday. The MET department has also predicted cold wave conditions to prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana and Delhi for next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of the news bulletin.